From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A general says Ramadi has been liberated. Iraqi Army spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Rasool announcing on state TV, the city of Ramadi has been liberated. The Iraqi security troops have raised the Iraqi flag over the government buildings. This 7 months after Islamic State militants captured the capital of Anbar province. Iraqi military leaders, however, conflict in their assessments of the success. Brigadier Rasool, of course, just announcing that Ramadi had been liberated. However, the head of military operations in Anbar, General Ismail al-Malawi, said parts of the city remain under ISIS control. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal speaks with VOA about what has happened in Ramadi.
I think it is a major loss for the Islamic State and certainly an important gain for the Iraqi forces as well as the U.S.-led international coalition, which has been providing a lot of air support to the Iraqi forces.
A twin bombing in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday, with a suicide attacker detonating an explosives belt as onlookers assess damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zahra district. The precise death toll remains unclear, with Syrian state media reporting 19 people killed and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights citing 32 dead. Scores more were wounded. At least 7 people were killed Sunday as the Nigerian army repelled another Boko Haram attack on the Borno state capital of Maiduguri. Soldiers reportedly stopped suspected insurgent fighters on the outskirts of the capital city. Sunni insurgency has killed 20,000 people in the last 6 years. This is VOA News.